From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. It may feel a bit cooler out there, but it is still wildfire season here in Idaho. And as more and more homes are built in the wildland-urban interface, making sure our homes are safe from fire is more important than ever. So where do these fires happen? What is the risk to homes built in that interface? And what can we do to make our homes and neighborhoods safer from wildfires? Boise State's Hazard and Climate Resilience Institute is hosting a free workshop tomorrow to answer those questions. And joining us now to talk more is Dr. Brittany Brandt, professor and director for the Institute. Good to have you back, Brittany.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So let's just begin with the first question. For folks who aren't familiar, can you tell us what a wildland-urban interface is?
Sure. So the wildland-urban interface is where you have flammable vegetation and urban growth up into that flammable vegetation. So if you can think about maybe the Boise foothills, where you see our neighborhoods kind of climbing up into the foothills a bit, and they're surrounded by all of that cheatgrass and sagebrush, that is considered the wildland urban interface.
So in Boise, you mentioned the foothills. So are there other areas in Boise or the Treasure Valley that would be also considered that wildland urban interface?
Yes, in fact, there are. So I think the easiest for us to picture are the foothills, but there is wildland urban interface across the Boise landscape and across the Ada County. And if you'd like to see exactly where that is, I encourage you to go to wildfirerisk.org, and you can actually click on a map and see where the wildland urban interface is in your neighborhood.
I'm doing that right now as we speak, actually. So with that said, Boise, the city of Boise has had wildfires before. So what areas have we seen this in the past? And maybe the one that more folks can remember is when there was that big, huge fire up near Table Rock.
Yes. So in 2016, we had the Table Rock wildfire that was started by fireworks, and it burned quite a large area. And I think a couple of homes were threatened, maybe burned. It surrounded the Warm Springs neighborhood. So Warm Springs Mesa was impacted by that wildfire. We also had the 2008 Oregon Trail fire, which was started by a power line spark. And then in 1996, we had an 8th Street fire, which was also started by a human caused. So 80% of the wildfires that we experience are caused by humans. And so as we experience hotter and drier conditions and longer fire seasons, it's exceptionally important to be careful with burning in your yards. Hot embers can blow into wildland areas and catch things on fire. Don't drive your cars into high vegetation because you're hot. The underside of your car, which can be hot, can ignite flammable vegetation. And of course, always put out your campfires. So those are some things that we can all do.
So, you know, a lot of these fires that you just mentioned happened in more of kind of the foothills area. I mean, the one in 2008 was off of Federal Way and all of that in Boise. But again, it's a lot of flammable materials in that area. So is that where most of the danger is in Boise, or are there area kind of in the flatter areas of Boise that may be vulnerable?
That's a great question. So the areas, so if your home is right up against flammable vegetation, we consider you at direct risk, but there is a lot of indirect risk. And this is what it's hard for people to really wrap their head around. So even if you are several streets into a neighborhood away from that wild vegetation, you are still at risk from a home ignition. And that's because during a wildfire, especially a really good wind-blown wildfire, those embers stay hot up to a mile downwind. And so if you have flammable stuff sitting around your house, like a wood pile or leaves in your gutters, those hot embers can blow in from more than a mile away, land in your flammable vegetation and catch things on fire that are around your house. And that brings the fire to your house. That's one of the reasons it's so important to remove anything that's flammable from around your house to protect yourself from home ignitions. More than 80% of homes that ignite during wildfires are not because the wildfire front is right at your house. It's because those embers blow in. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about the foothills here in Boise, and then maybe the North End or Warm Springs, you can expect up to a mile of downwind into those neighborhoods that could be affected by wildfire.
Wow. And I'm assuming, Brenda, that this is not just Boise specific. I mean, a lot of places in our state are seeing new growth into what has in the past been considered those wild areas. So how concerned are you and your colleagues about just, you know, basically creating more wildland urban interface areas?
We're very concerned. I think that the more that we encroach on wild areas, the more we're going to see disasters. However, there is hope because, you know, fighting or protecting ourselves from wildfire, it's everybody's fight. We all have a role to play in protecting our homes and our neighborhoods. So even though we've got growth into the wildland areas, it doesn't mean that every wildfire has to become a disaster. And so if homeowners can take a series of simple steps, mainly just removing anything flammable away from their home, then our homes are more protected and our firefighters can go to the fire front and work at the fire front and put the fire out faster. When wildfires become disasters is where you have homes that are unprepared and there's flammable stuff around the homes. It could be flammable vegetation. Any vegetation that is very fragrant is very flammable because it has a lot of oil. So you're thinking lavender, sage, pine, juniper, things like that. You really want to have away from your house. Things that you would use to start a campfire, dry, loose litter, leaves, sticks, wire, or even piles of firewood, they need to be away from your house, ideally at least 30 feet away from your home. If homeowners are taking those steps, your chances of home ignition decrease substantially. Also, putting wire mesh screens from your intake valves up into your attic is really important because you don't want embers to get sucked up into your attic. So if we are doing these simple steps around our home, that means we are protecting ourselves, we're protecting our family, we're protecting our neighborhoods, and we're allowing those firefighters to respond to the fire faster. So they don't have to become disasters.
You know, it's interesting as you're talking about this, I'm thinking back to just the devastating fires in Lahaina, Maui, and that one home, this wooden home that was 100 years old, that survived. And the homeowners say, yes, a lot of it was divine intervention, but they had just done a massive renovation. They had put a tile roof on the home. They had removed vegetation from all around the home, not because they were trying to be fire safe, but because there are termites. So they wanted to make sure that, you know, they kept vegetation away from the home. So, you know, when we look at these disasters like that, right? Because something like that, when you talk about the wind, you talk about embers, you know, I would think that there is a possibility that we could see something devastating like that. So is this kind of what you're talking about? And we can look to something like this home specifically as examples of, if you do the right things, hopefully you can keep yourself safe.
Yeah. And, you know, the Lahaina example is just a devastating worst case scenario, where they had hurricane force winds, which blew down power lines, which sparked a fire. They've experienced drought for many, many years. And just the severe winds blew those embers into those areas. And that's an exceptional case. Most cases are not as devastating as that. And in the case that you, in every example where you look at wildfires that have destroyed homes, you will find examples of homes that survived because of home construction. And so there are things that you might need to save up for, and that's okay. But when you replace your roof, make sure it's a Class A roof so that it's fire resistant, making sure that you have that wire mesh in your attic venting, looking at making sure everything within 5 feet of your house is absolutely inflammable. That probably isn't the right word, but non-combustible is the right word. So rock mulch, don't use wood mulch, use rock mulch. Taking these steps, some of them are very easy. You could just go out and rake off the leaves or blow the leaves this weekend. Some of them you need to financially plan for, like replacing the wooden fence that comes right up into your home. And that's okay. Every little step we take as homeowners makes us that much safer and that much more prepared for when something does happen. So I encourage us all to keep that positive perspective and know that we do have control and we can make a difference in our own homes.
And we should note that part of your workshop tomorrow, I think this is so great. You're going to be including a free wildlife home assessment for folks who sign up for the workshop tomorrow. So what does that look like? I mean, what are you looking at when you assess a home for wildfire danger? I would assume some of the things you just said, like even what kind of mulch you have around your house.
Absolutely. And so this is something that Ada County provides. I don't know how widespread it is across Idaho. I'm going to put the link in the chat so that you can share it on your website. But Ada County will come out. You can sign up for it. It's free. And you have a firefighter come out to your home. And it's actually really fun. I've done it. They walk around your home with you and they say, hey, look, you don't have a vent screen here. Hey, you might not have noticed this, but your paint is peeling. This is a great place for an ember to get stuck. And so they'll show you some of the obvious things, but they'll also show you some things that are not so obvious. And so that's really helpful. So that's not something that the Hazard and Climate Resilience Institute offers. That's available to anybody that wants that information. So I would encourage you to put the link on your website. There's also homeowners can sign up for Code Red. That's what Ada County uses as their alert system. So if you just Google Code Red Ada County, you can find you'll get notifications to your phone if there's a wildfire in the area. A couple years ago, I got a notification that there was a wildfire about a mile from my home. And so I used Ready, Set, Go. So Ready is all the stuff we've talked about in our neighborhoods, in our homes, the stuff that we do when there is no threat. Set is when there is a threat. I knew there was a wildfire close to my home. So I went ahead and I gathered some things in case I needed to leave. I gathered my important documents. I just had it all by the door. My car was backed into the driveway. So if I had to go, if I received an evacuation notice, I could go quickly. And then that Code Red would have let me know if there was a recommendation to evacuate. So those are some things that you can do to protect your home, but also to be prepared in case an evacuation is called, because if an evacuation is recommended, there is no time to gather materials. You need to go right away, or you might not be able to get out.
Well, such good information for everyone, Brittany. Really appreciate your time talking to us about this. It's really critical information, so thank you.
Yeah, of course. And the workshop is free tomorrow night. Feel free to come. It's on Zoom, and you can find it if you just look at the HCRI's website. So Google Boise State HCRI and go to our events. You can find the link there for all the information. And if you can't make it, happy to hold more. Just get in touch with me and we'll get some more scheduled.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.